Thursday, 19th of June, Tetanai in Sivon, Rabbi David Stern, Stolen Sixes.
The Mechava, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Sittah Simi Yud Aleph, the Yvav Paskins. In Asan, Mitzemer Dozel, if I made Tzitzis from stolen wool, Sulim, then the Tzitzis Apostle, the Chsir, because it says in this week's Parsha, Va'osu Lohem, and Chazar Darash and Misha Lohem. And Tzitzis has to be belonging to them. Ramon explained that we're not talking about it was wool, and then he spun it and wove it into tzitzis, because then it would be kohen b'shinui, but we're talking about he stole chutim, which were already made, and he simply attached them to his tzitzis. In such a case, they are invalid because of v'ostel lohem shalahem. The Gemara in, this is a quote in the Gemara Sukkah Daf Tes, and the Gemara over there also discusses the din that if one steals a sukkah, Sukkah Gzula is also possible, also because it says Chag Sukkah is passed to Lecho Shivas Yomim, and the Gemara says Lecho is Lemu'uta Gzula. There's a... Which bar? So there's a well-known Tosfos over there who asked the question, what do you need a Pasuk for? So Tosfos, take the glaive, it's a mitzvah Habav Avera. We know that a mitzvah Habav Avera, a mitzvah which came about through the performance of Avera, that invalidates the mitzvah. So if he stole tzitzis or he stole a sukkah in order to fulfill his mitzvah, obviously it's an invalid performance of the mitzvah, because a mitzvah of Avera wouldn't need a special pasuk for to exclude a stolen tzitzis or stolen sukkah. Small correction. Tzitzis doesn't ask it by tzitzis. Tzitzis asks it by sukkah. The Mechilas Chinuch in this expansion says the same question would apply to tzitzis as well. The truth is that it's not actually clear that the question does apply altogether to tzitzis, because Tzitzis over there explains that you might say that the pasuk is not, although the Gemara says it's coming to exclude the Gzula, but it's Lav Dafke, the Ikir, it's coming to exclude if it's not yours, i.e. even if it's She'ula. You didn't do an Aver, you simply think of a borrowed Sukkah, maybe that's what the Pasuk of Lecha is coming to exclude. The place says that cannot be so, because indeed you can sit in somebody else's Sukkah. Kol Ezrach Bisrav, the Gemara Darshan, the issue of the Sukkah, you can sit in a borrowed Sukkah. So it must be only coming to exclude Gzula, in which case what I need a Pasuk for. But by Tzitzis, it says over here in Siv Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch, the Biragor is Mazbe, that in fact if you borrow tzitzis, it's also invalid because of the means of lohem, mishalem. It has to actually be yours. If you borrow tzitzis and the fellow gave it to you al-das, that you will return to him something different, then it's considered like a halvor, and it is considered like yours. But if you borrow them al-das to return the self-same tzitzis, then you're talking not yet, so the Gaon explains in Siv Zayin over here, so that indeed it could be the question doesn't start, because you need the concept of lohem, mishalem, to exclude she'ula. But the Maitre of the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch earlier do quote this pasuk to exclude Gezula as well. And the question therefore still would remain, for Gezula certainly, Lecher, you don't need the pasuk of Lehem, typically, after Mitzvah of Avera. I'm not talking about a Talis Shulah. Talis Shulah is also part of the Tzitzis. I'm talking about now the Talis is yours, the Dalit Kampus is yours, but the Tzitzis would be borrowed, they would be possible if it was intended you return the same Chutim. And if they're stolen, they're also possible because of the Lehem. The question is, why do you need the pasuk to Mitzvah of Avera? So the place over there gives the response that mitzvah avera is only psul rabbono. Here, this is a more fundamental psul mitzvah. Right, so mitzvah avera, which we find disqualifies mitzvahs, is only psul rabbono. That's Tosfos' answer. There is, however, a well-known minchas chinuch, the mitzvah shin chofei, who gives an alternative answer to Tosfos' question, and that's what I'd like to discuss today. It's based on three fundamentals, three yesodos. I'll explain to you the minchas chinuch, and then we'll take, as it were, them apart one by one and see whether all three or any one of the three are indeed immutable. The Mechtenuch wants to answer Tosfos' question as follows, okay? What do you need sukkim for to exclude a gryaz of the sukkah or gryaz of the tzitzis? It's a mitzvah bab avir. Says the Mechtenuch as follows. Number one, he says there are two types of mitzvahs. There's one type of mitzvah which is an absolute requirement. Mitzvah chiyuvis. One has to fulfill this mitzvah. For example, putting on tefillin, blowing shofar, eating matzah on the first night of Pesach, shaking lulav. These are mitzvahs which every yid has to perform. Non-performance of such mitzvahs is in and of itself a bittul mitzvah safei, and one is punishable. Makinoisa tzeitinafshe, they can try to ensure that the person fulfills the mitzvah, and if he doesn't, he will get a punishment. Not on this world, but he will get a punishment for non-fulfillment of the mitzvah. The mitzvah which has to be done at all costs. I don't mean literally at all costs, but I mean in any event it has to be done. But then he says there are some mitzvahs where the Torah, as it were, does not mandate that this mitzvah be done in any event. And the two examples that he gives are, A, eating in a sukkah on the 6 remaining days of sukkah. The first night of sukkah, there's Ve'eshova, Chamish Osa, you do have to eat the Gezayas in the sukkah. But on the remaining sukkahs, there isn't an absolute requirement to eat anything in the sukkah. If a person chooses not to eat an Achilas Kva, to subsist on fruit for the remainder of Yom Tov, he doesn't have to eat in the sukkah at all. It's only that if he eats an Achilas Kva, then he has to eat it in the sukkah. Similarly with tzitzis. Pardon? We'll talk about that as well. Yeah, except the matzah, it could even be that there's no mitzvah to eat it at all. Sukkah is definitely a mitzvah if you are eating to eat in the sukkah. You make a bracha leishiv basukkah. But it's not a mitzvah that you have to do, as it were, because you could not eat and therefore not sit in the sukkah. Similarly by tzitzis. A person only has to put on tzitzis on a four-cornered garment. Right? So most of our suits are tailored in such a manner that they're not a four-cornered garment. And if a person were not to put on a four-cornered garment his entire life, he will not have transgressed any mitzvah saseh. He will not have been mevatel any mitzvah saseh. It's not a mitzvah that you have to do. Only that if you are putting on four-cornered garment, then there's a requirement for osalem tzitzis. I can't say, then you have to put on tzitzis. So the Michel Chinuch avers from this, that we see that the Torah didn't want, I'm going to limit our discussion primarily maybe at the moment to tzitzis. The Torah didn't want a person to be Makai mitzvah tzitzis, because if so, the Torah would have said, I want everyone to purchase a Zalatamfos in order to perform mitzvahs. The Torah didn't say so. The Torah says you have to put tzitzis on your four-cornered garment. If you have one, if you don't have one, that's fine. So the Torah didn't necessarily want a person to fulfill mitzvah tzitzis, as opposed to tefillin, shofar, what the Torah wanted you to do. Says the Michel Chinuch, his understanding of the matter is as follows. What then? The Torah did, however, say that if you put on a dal of comfort, you have to put on tzitzis, i.e., the Torah doesn't want you to wear a dal of comfort without tzitzis. I don't want you to wear tzitzis, necessarily. What I do want is, don't wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. To borrow a term, let's call it a sort of iserasei, or to come back to sukkah. You don't have to sit in the sukkah the remaining days of Yom Tov. But don't eat outside the sukkah. If you're eating, make sure it's in the sukkah. What I don't want you is to eat outside the sukkah. What I don't want you is to don a dal of comfort and not have tzitzis. But he says it's not that the Torah wanted you to wear tzitzis. The horayah, the Torah didn't require you to put on this dal of comfort with the tzitzis in the first instance. So the fact that it's not an absolute requirement, says the Mishnah, teaches him that it's not a mitzvah that the Torah wants you to do. Rather, the Torah doesn't want you to transgress in the sense, not that the non-fulfillment of a mitzvah will be a transgression, as with other mitzvahs, I say, but the doing the opposite will be a transgression. The wearing without the tzitzis, the eating outside the sukkah, that would be a transgression of the Torah's will. But you don't have to actually eat in the sukkah, as long as you don't eat out the sukkah. That's point number one that the Michel Chinuch makes. Having made that point, he then goes on to point number two, and he says, let's examine now, when we say a mitzvah which came about through an avera, a mitzvah haba'a b'avera is an invalid mitzvah. What does that mean? You steal something and you perform a mitzvah with it. What does that mean? Does that mean that it's not acceptable as a mitzvah, i.e. you won't get credit for it because it came about through an avera? Or is it actually more than that? Is the stolen item actually a possible, the chefza, the item itself is possible the chefza? Says the Michel Chinuch, he believes that a mitzvah of Avera is merely, it's a lack in the key of mitzvah. The key of mitzvah wasn't done correctly because it came out through an Avera. Ani Hashem, Seine Gezel Ba'olam. The Gemara Lulav HaGozel says in relation to mitzvah b'avera. So that, if let's say, the Torah wanted you to put on tefillin, and you went and you stole a pair of tefillin and put it on, so Hashem says, I'm not accepting that. You get no credit for that. That's not an acceptable mitzvah. No. So to the extent that it's not an acceptable mitzvah, by most mitzvahs I say, that alone is a bittul mitzvah I say, because you have to present with an acceptable mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. Put on a presentable, acceptable mitzvah I say, in the same way that sitting around without performing it would itself be a bittul mitzvah. Similarly, performing it in a manner that is not acceptable to Hashem is like not having performed it. And therefore, it's also a bittul mitzvah. That's with those mitzvahs where they're chiyuvim. You have to perform them. However, a mitzvah like tzitzis, where we've established as a mitzvah, that you don't have to perform the mitzvah, as long as you don't wear the dalat kampus without tzitzis. So the mitzvah, if you steal tzitzis and you put them on your dalat kampus, are they considered tzitzis psulim? Well, let's take the example of schach. You steal schach and you put it on your sukkah. Now, we know that if you take metal shbudim shabbat, that's schach possible. That's like eating a toe. That's nothing. It's like eating outside the sukkah. Will you say that stolen schach is schach possible? Or will you say, no, schach possible isn't. It's schach kosher. It's simply you won't get credit for having sat in the sukkah because it's not a valid way of performing a mitzvah. It's a chesaron in the kiyum mitzvah rather than chesaron in the chefzah with which you're performing a mitzvah. It's a possible chefzah. It's simply an invalid kiyum mitzvah. So Mishnah Chinuch says that a mitzvah avera doesn't invalidate the chefzah. It simply is not an acceptable manner of performing a mitzvah. It's an invalid kiyum mitzvah. In which case, he says, a mitzvah where you have to perform it, so if it's an invalid performance, you automatically, by non-performing it, you automatically deem a battle of the mitzvah. Oh, but if we're going to accept that mitzvah tzitzis is not a mitzvah that you have to perform, the Torah immediately said, don't wear dalat kampus without tzitzis. So if you steal chutim and you put them on your beggar, can it be said that you're wearing a dalat kampus without tzitzis? You're wearing a dalat kampus with tzitzis. You won't get credit for having worn this. So, although it's maybe a mitzvah kiyumis, as it were, which if you do correctly, you get schach, or here you'll not get the schach. So if you didn't do the mitzvah today, but he says it's no worse if I didn't do the mitzvah altogether. If you didn't put on the dalat kampus altogether, there'd be nothing wrong with that as such. There'd be nothing right with it, but there'd be nothing wrong with it either. Similarly, if you simply wear that on the stolen tzitzis, you won't get any credit. As if today you didn't do mitzvah tzitzis. It's not an acceptable kiyum mitzvah. But it's not a transgression of wearing a dalat kampus without tzitzis, because the tzitzis don't become psulim b'chefta. They're not considered invalid. Yeah, that's what the mitzvah is going to say. That's the second point.
The mitzvah is just one mitzvah, it's got one here.
No, the halacha of mitzvah avera is that the avera invalidates a mitzvah. It's not like, you know, you get a minus for the avera and you get credit for the mitzvah. If a mitzvah is a bar of the avera, it's an invalid mitzvah. But the mitzvah says it doesn't mean that the chefta, it's a posula schach, or it's a posula titzlach, like titzlach, shloili shmol, let's say, would be considered invalid titzis. And therefore, it's like wearing the comes without titzis. Titzis, gzulim, are not invalid titzis. They're kosher titzis. They're just not acceptable as a kiyum mitzvah of titzis because they're stolen to mitzvah habo of avera. But they're not popular tzitzis, and therefore you haven't put on a beged without tzitzis. Says the Mishnah Chinuch, all that would be true if we only had the invalidation of mitzvah habav avera. So to come back now to the question of Tosis, why do I need a posuk to say lohem, mishel lohem, it has to be yours, and otherwise it's possible, I to mitzvah avera. So the Mishnah Chinuch, because the posuk is, that's the third point of the Mishnah Chinuch, the posuk is mechadashah, a new chiddush. That ba'osu lohem has to be yours, and if it's not yours, if it's either borrowed, we said, in the case of tzitzis, or stolen, it's possible. Like there's halacha of it has to be lishma, the tzitzis have to be spun lishma, and otherwise they're possible. Similarly, they have to be yours. So then in the mitzvah, schach has to be persuaded to go over yekev, it can't be shmud so far as well. Equally, it can't be stolen schach. Lecha, memat it. Lohem is memat, tzitzis gzulim. Tzitzis gzulim, apostle of tzitzis. So now that we have a posuk, the posuk is telling us something altogether new. The apostle of tzitzis. Therefore, if you now wear a dalat kampus with apostle of tzitzis, you won't simply sit back and say, fine, so today I didn't do mitzvah tzitzis. You did a lot worse than that. You wore a dalat kampus without tzitzis. I had tzitzis then. No, the posuk is machadash lohem. Stolen tzitzis, apostle of tzitzis. They're this, they're not that. They're simply not close to tzitzis. It's as if you wore a dalat kampus without tzitzis. That's all the possible thing of were it not for the possible mitzvah, where it couldn't be used in this instance. Because this is a zah mitzvah where non-performance wouldn't be a problem. It would only be the transgression of doing the faket, doing the opposite, which is a problem. Without the possible mitzvah, where it's simply a non-fulfillment of a mitzvah. It's not having worn without. Comes the possible of lohem, mishalohem, to teach you that it's considered invalid tzitzis, and therefore it's like wearing without tzitzis, and that you transgress. You know, this isra say of wearing dalat kampus without tzitzis, and you'll get punished for that. So therefore, with those three stages, those three presumptions, we are able to successfully answer the question that Tosfos grapples with, why do we need the posuk? It's because over here, the problem is only to wear it without tzitzis. Mitzvah Vaveh wouldn't be considered having worn it without tzitzis. The Pasuk of Lehem says this is considered worn without tzitzis, and therefore you've been over having worn it without a kavanah without tzitzis. That's the answer of the Mishnah Sinach. So I'd like to go through, and I'm going to, there's many, many, many riots to each of the points I'm going to bring up, but I'll just cut it short. Each of the points of the Mishnah Sinach are debatable. First and foremost, the very first point of the Mishnah Sinach is very debatable. He seems to assume that because the Torah didn't tell you that you've got to wear tzitzis in any event, every single day, you've got to ensure that you're wearing a dal of comfort and wearing tzitzis. It seems to assume, therefore, that the tension of the Torah wasn't that this is an absolute mitzvah chiyuvis, as he calls them. And rather, it's mitzvah, which if you fulfill, fine. If you don't fulfill, that's also fine. As long as you don't do it without. As long as you don't transgress. The emphasis is that it's very possible that that's not the case. Mitzvah tzitzis is a regular mitzvah chiyuvis. A mitzvah that you have to fulfill. And non-fulfillment of this mitzvah will be a bitul mitzvah saseh in exactly the same manner as non-putting on of tefillin, non-blowing of shofar is a bitul mitzvah saseh, non-wearing of tzitzis without wearing it out with popular tzitzis. But simply non-performance of the mitzvah is also a bitul mitzvah saseh. Except that in the same way that there's a mitzvah to blow shofar, but when? Not today. On Rosh Hashanah. Mitzvah to put on tefillin, when? During the day, not at night. So the Torah gave a parameter. When is there a mitzvah to put on tzitzis? When you're wearing a four-cornered garment, that's when the chiyuv kicks in. Not that this mitzvah is any less chiyuvi than any of the other tariyag mitzvahs. It's exactly the same chiyuvi as all tariyag mitzvahs. Except that the Torah said that this mitzvah is only, you're only nischayv in the mitzvah when you're wearing a dalat kamfus. But when you're wearing a dalat kamfus, you now have to do this mitzvah. And if you wear a dalat kamfus and some manner, you wear the Dalakamfas, and you won't wear them without tzitzis, but you simply will wear it and not do the positive mitzvah of tzitzis, that would be a little mitzvah say, because now you've got a proper chiyuv to do a mitzvah, like the twilling you have a chiyuv. Twilling you have a chiyuv when you wake up in the morning. Tzitzis, you've got a chiyuv. When you put on this beggar, that's when the chiyuv begins, but it's a regular mitzvah chiyuv.
It's
okay, so in the same way that in time, there's a certain time which brings about the mitzvah. There's a certain garment which brings about the chiyuv of the mitzvah. But this garment, when donned, you're now nischayv in this mitzvah. And you now have to do this mitzvah. And if you're simply going to put on the garment and not do the mitzvah, you'll be mevatel. The mitzvahs are saved. There are a number of rides that the mitzvah of tzitzis is not merely an issa to wear a dal kamfus without tzitzis, but it's a regular mitzvah chiyuvis to put on tzitzis. I mentioned very briefly two rayas. One is there's a Mordechai brought down in the room in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Yud Gimel in Shulchan Aruch, which says that if somebody was in a karmelis, which is a Shusha Rabban Rabbonon, on Shabbos, wearing four tzitzis, and one of them was nifsat, one of them got cut off, and now there's a problem that for the three which remain are a masri, because they're not achieving anything. Three tzitzis don't achieve anything. Therefore, he's carrying, as it were, those three tzitzis unnecessarily. So the halacha is that because of kvod abrius, he needn't remove his garments in public in the karmelis. Why? Because carrying in the karmelis is only issur drabonon, and kvod abrius is docha and issur drabonon. So the Mordechai says, in explanation of this, what do you mean? It's an issur drabonon. Forget the issur of carrying on Shabbos. He's wearing a dal of comfort without tzitzis. So he's doing an issur deraisa over here. Little mitzvah says an issa deraisa. Not allowed, but it's a little mitzvah say midaraisa. So he's wearing the alakambas without four valid tzitzis. So he's doing an issa deraisa. Issa deraisa can't be waived on account of kvod abrius. Says the Mordechai big chiddush. There is no issa, he says, to wear the alakambas without tzitzis. No such thing. There's a mitzvah to put on tzitzis on a alakambas. But also lem tzitzis, it says in the don't say don't wear the alakambas without it. It says put on tzitzis. Says the Mordechai, you know what? On Shabbos, I can't put on tzitzis, because it involves a teshay. You can't be kosher on Shabbos. The self-same Torah, which says put on tzitzis, says on Shabbos, you can't put on tzitzis because you can't make a kosher. So the Moshe says, therefore, since the entire din of putting on tzitzis is no more than a regular mitzvah of faith, put on tzitzis, and on Shabbos you can't put on tzitzis, The issa, don't wear a beged without tzitzis, doesn't exist. There is no issa not to wear a beged without tzitzis. The mitzvah is merely a regular mitzvah. It's put on tzitzis. You machiv to put on tzitzis. If it's on Shabbos and you can't, you have no mitzvah to put on tzitzis. So we see from the Maltai that mitzvah tzitzis is a regular mitzvah say. It's not an issa I say, don't wear a beged without tzitzis. The mitzvah say, put on tzitzis. It's just that the mitzvah say only comes into effect when you're wearing a garment of comfort, but when you're wearing a garment of comfort, it's a mitzvah sase. No, because he's carrying three invalid tzitzis. They're like addendums to beggars, which are unnecessary, and that there will be a masu. So for that, you need to come with the koyad. Maybe a clearer eye is a tshuva to Rashba. Something which Mr. Kai mentioned earlier. But there's the Balamora asked the question, why is it that on the 6th remaining days of Pesach, when you eat matzah, you don't make a bracha al achilas matzah, only on Pesach matzah? Whereas on sukkahs, every time you go into the sukkah and you eat achilas kvar, you make a bracha leishav sukkah. You didn't have to eat, like you don't have to eat matzah, so you don't have to eat in the sukkah, we said. So why, if you do eat in the sukkah, do you make a bracha, and if you do eat matzah, you don't make a bracha? That's a question the Balamora grapples with. Says the Rashba in Tshuva, he says the question is a non-starter, he says. Because there is no chiyuv to eat matzah on the remaining days of Pesach. Maybe the Gaon, well-known Mishen the Gaon, there's a mitzvah kiyumis. If you do so, you fulfill a mitzvah. But you're not chiyuv to do so, certainly. And on a mitzvah kiyumis, according to this, one wouldn't make a bracha, the tzivon, because you have to do it. Mashenken says the Rashba, and Sukkos, when you're eating a piece of cake, when you're eating a piece of dash, which is a chidas kvar, you are mechuyuv to eat it in the sukkah. It's not a mitzvah kiyumis, it's a mitzvah which you are mechuyuv to do. And on that you say the tivano leishev basukkah. Yes, you didn't have to put yourself in a situation where you would be nischayev, that's true. But now that you have entered that situation, you are nischayev to eat in the sukkah. So he says it's a proper mitzvah kiyumis, which is why you make the bracha. So that again goes to show, not like the Mishnah Sunnah's understanding, it's a proper mitzvah kiyumis, and therefore non-fulfillment of this mitzvah is in itself a transgression. So even if mitzvah habav aveira doesn't disqualify the tzitzis, it simply says that it's not a valid kiyum, that alone is a problem, because you have to do a valid kiyum now, because you've got chiyuv to fulfill a mitzvah tzitzis, like a chiyuv to put on tefillin. Now that you're wearing garment, you've got a chiyuv to fulfill mitzvah tzitzis, and therefore one wouldn't be able to progress, as it were, down the road of mitzvah chinuch. Mitzvah aveira alone would be enough to say that it's a non-fulfillment of the mitzvah, what do you need a pasuk of lehem for? So that's the first point which one can argue with on the Mishnah Tzinuch. The second point, even if you were to accept that in Mishnah Tzinuch, that the whole issue is to wear it without it, say that, not like I just argued. The whole issue is to wear it without it. Now the Mishnah comes along with the second point. He says, no, he says, mitzvah aveira doesn't make the tzitzis ois tzitzis. Nor a valid kiyum, but they're not tzitzis psulim, without the pasuk, right? Mitzvah aveira is simply a chsor in kiyum, not a chsor in the chester, they're not invalid tzitzis. That also is debatable. Shimon Shkop, in Sefer Shari Yosha, proves from a ritva in Sukkah, on the contrary, that mitzvah aveira is a psul in the chester. It becomes an invalid chesra mitzvah. And only when one can invalidate the chesra, can mitzvah aveira be said. In situations where mitzvah aveira, where the chesra cannot be invalidated, you wouldn't disqualify the mitzvah because it came out through an aveira.
You give them back to the owner from where you got it, and for him you can win them.
Oh, okay, I'll come to that in a second. I won't go into the ritual itself because it's a bit complicated, but they quote the Yerushalmi to this effect. Yerushalmi asks the question, if somebody eats matzah gezula, it says in Yerushalmi, he can't be yotzei mitzvah matzah because it's a mitzvah of aveira. If somebody is an ovel lo'eleinu, and he's got a chiv to do kriya, and he's kriya the Shabbos, he was over in this of kriya, one of the lamed tes melachos. Has he fulfilled, however, his mitzvah of kriya, or do you have to redo it on matzah Shabbos? Because it was a mitzvah above aveira. So Yerushalmi says, no, he has fulfilled the mitzvah of kriya. So Yerushalmi asks the question, why? Came out through an aveira. See, Yerushalmi says, in a bit of a cryptic language, Yerushalmi says, Tamon by the matzah gzula, gufa aveira. The matzah is itself a chesta shal aveira. Bram Hocha, but over here, who of aveira? He transgressed an avera. What's the meaning of this Rishonim? They explain that mitzvah avera is a problem only when the chefza is a chefza shel avera. It's matzah gezula. This matzah is something which is a chefza shel avera. So there's a psul in the chefza. You cannot use this for a mitzvah because of the chefza shel avera. But when you do kriya, you happen to be over an avera, but the kriya is not. The kriya came about through the performance of an avera, but there's nothing in the kera which is a chefza shel avera, right? The same kera could have come about after Shabbat and on Shabbat. The kera is no different because of the avera performed to it. You've done an avera. In such a situation where the chefza, you cannot call a shem avera on the chefza, we do not apply the rule of mitzvah avera. The retort would have been maybe a bit of a clear eye, but I'm not going into that. But the proof from this Yerushalmi, on the contrary, that mitzvah avera is not a problem in the performance of a mitzvah. You can be kareh the Shabbos, and your mitzvah is still valid. I, the key mitzvah came out of avera, it doesn't bother me. As long as the chefza, as long as there isn't a chefza which can be invalidated, the performance of mitzvah stands. On the contrary, mitzvah avera is only a problem when there is a chefza which can be nifsal. The matzah gzula is like potsam a matzah. You can't use this chefza to fulfill your mitzvah because it's gegavul to matzah. Then there is a problem with mitzvah avera. And likewise, it will therefore emerge like tzitzis. If mitzvah avera, if you stole tzitzis, if you were to use mitzvah avera, the meaning that would be that you cannot fulfill your obligation with these tzitzis, meaning there would be potsam a tzitzis. Not merely it would be an invalidation of your kiyum mitzvah. Mitzvah avera never speaks about your kiyum mitzvah. It speaks about the chefta with which you've done the mitzvah, that it's a posel a chefta. In which case, the second point of the Michas Chinuch, that mitzvah avera wouldn't be alone enough, because it would merely invalidate the mitzvah, and wouldn't be considered posel a tzitzis, is also not correct, according to this, because on the contrary, if stolen tzitzis are a posel a chefta, then they are considered posel a tzitzis. And if they're posel a tzitzis, then once again, what do you need the posel of osel hem shalem for? This second point requires further clarification, but I'll leave that as it stands for the moment. Finally, we come to the third point of the Nuchat Chinuch, which is, even if you accept his position, the mitzvah avera doesn't invalidate the tzitzis, he says, nah, but also lem shalahem does come and invalidate the tzitzis. And here there's a piece of Shach in Avi Ezri, who argues on the contrary. He says something that Avadia was saying. He says, how can you say that stolen tzitzis, because of the possible of Osel and Shalem, are invalid tzitzis? How can it be that for the Gazlan, they're possible, and yet if the Nigzal were to put them on, he could fulfill his mitzvah with them? If he talks about in the case of Sukkah, right? If you steal a Sukkah, so it says in the Gemara that you can't fulfill your obligation with a stolen Sukkah. But if Nigzal would come and sit in this sukkah that you've stolen, right? You haven't returned it to him. It's stolen by you. And he would come as your guest and sit in the sukkah that you've stolen. Avada, he fulfilled his mitzvah. If you're going to say that a stolen sukkah invalidates the chefta of the mitzvah, it's now considered a sukkah psula, like shmud and sharbalzo, then how can the Nigzal sit in the sukkah? He brings another raya, which is a bit more detailed, that the Gemara says, Hamasakech b'shufa rabin. Right? You take your own boards, your own tzach, and you go out into the street, and you, I'm sorry, Rabbi, the Gemara says, if you hold that Tarka is Nigzelet, we pass the Tarka in a Nigzelet. You go, Tarka Nigzelet, you're not Yoti, you're Mitzvah Sukkah, because of the meaning of L'cha L'ngut Sukkah Gizula. So Rav Shach says, I don't understand. Is Tarka part of the Mitzvah Sukkah? Tzchach is the main part of Mitzvah Sukkah. Tzfanas, now Halacha said in Tzfanas as well. Tarka is simply, because of gravity, right, you can't sit in thin air. There's no Halacha, you have to have Tarka in a Sukkah. So how can you suggest that the meaning of L'chol in Utsa Gzula says that this is a Pofel Echefta Shal Mitzvah? We have Pofel Echefta Shal Mitzvah, Pofel Echarka. How can the meaning of L'chol be extended to Karka? Because you take your own board, your own schach, you use it in the street, if you hold Karka as an exile, if you've done Karka Gzula, Karka Gzula you can't be able to Mitzvah Sukkah with. How can you say that Karka Gzula becomes Pofel to a Pofel Echefta to do Mitzvah Sukkah with? There cannot be any demon serving Karka, it's not part of the Sukkah at all. So he says, you see from this, on the contrary, that the meaning of lohem mishalohem or lecha, mamash punt fatet on Michas Chinuch, attacking not that they are psulim b'chefta. It's simply, on the contrary, it invalidates the kiyum mitzvah. You cannot be yoytzeh mitzvah. told man it's gozel, the nigzal can, because for him it's not gozel. So, Pasul Lechefza, you can't be used to it because by you it's gozel. So, we mentioned 3 points Mitzinuch wanted to say to answer Tosfos, and on each of the 3 points, we said you could debate them. So just to conclude with the very last point that we mentioned, the Shach says as follows. If you look in the Bir Aloch over there, assuming you're Dalaf, Bir Maslam, Mitzemer Gozel, the Bir Aloch says, Nisnapakti, he says, if somebody stole chitzis and put them on his Dalaf councils, and then the owner said, you know what, keep them. I give them to you, my son, keep them all. Pay me some money and you can keep them. So they're no longer stolen now. But when they were put on the chitzis, they were stolen. So the Bir Aloch says, will it be possible? Because of Tasev Elohimina Osir, right? Normally you can't put on chitzis on a beged when they're possible like that, they haven't yet been cut through, and then you cut them through afterwards, the bottoms. You can't do that, because of Tasev Elohimina Osir Bikasul. So he says, if you put them on when they were stolen, and subsequently they became ois stolen, because he gave them to you, is it good or is it not good? And he glides by Sofag, by Allah. Says Rav Shach, I don't see any Sofag in the matter. He says, if the Pasul of Elohim Mishalem would be that they're possible of tzitzis, then you can clear this shiny. You put them on when they were possible, they subsequently become kosher. Maybe it's a psul of tafelim also. But he says, the way I've clarified, not like the Minchas Chinuch, proving it from Sakha Bishul Sarab, from the fact that the Nigzal can use that which was stolen from him, Lohem Mishalem doesn't say that the item is a disqualified item. It says that a key or mitzvah which comes about through Gzela, that mitzvah is invalid. It's not a mitzvah of Avera Dikadim. That's the possible. Lohem Mishalem, if you did an Avera, you cannot fulfill your mitzvah because it's not yours. It's a possible key on mitzvah if it was done by Gzela. So he says, no, if you put on tzitzis which are stolen, but by the time you fulfill your mitzvah, they're no longer stolen. So you're not now using tzitzis gzula. It's only a problem, he says, in the key on mitzvah. If you fulfill your mitzvah, stolen tzitzis, that might be a problem. If by now they're no longer stolen, the fact that you put them on when they were stolen, he says, would zikha not be a problem because it's not an invalidation of the actual tzitzis. They're not psul in the chef, so you can clear a task of them in the osu. They're only, it's sort of the key mitzvah, and then he says that zikr wouldn't be a problem. But the Yaloch, it seems understood like the Michas Chinuch, that mitzvah, that Lohem Shalem does invalidate the tzitzis, and therefore he declares that maybe there should be a sort of Tasav Elohim Na'osu.